You are Locked On Pelicans, your daily podcast on the New Orleans Pelicans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Pelicans fans. I am your host of Locked On Pelicans, Jake Madison, here on Thursday in New Orleans. You can give me a follow on Twitter. It's at NolaJake. I'm also a writer for BourbonStreetShots.com if you don't check that site out already. Today is all doom and gloom. If you didn't realize, Anthony Davis sprained an ankle yesterday in the game against the Houston Rockets in China, a loss, and everyone's upset. We may as well not even play the season now. Anthony Davis is injury prone. He's never going to become a superstar. He's never going to be a top player in the league, not going to be the future of the NBA anymore whatsoever. We may as well not even play the season. No, that's not all true at all. Some of it might have some merit, and we're going to definitely be talking about Anthony Davis's injury history. Where the Pelicans go from this injury now, is it that big of a deal? Is it not? We'll dive into all of that. Is Anthony Davis soft? That's another one I've been hearing. That one, a bit absurd, and we'll touch on all of that in the podcast today. Pretty much Anthony Davis-centric with his injuries, with everything else. I want to, if we have some time towards the end, briefly touch on Langston Galloway for this. So let's get started with everything. But before we get started with Anthony Davis and the injuries and depress everyone, with the 22 injuries he suffered in his career, I do want to mention the SeatGeek promo we've got running for you guys here on Locked On Pelicans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. SeatGeek, great app. Think of it like Kayak for tickets. It's going to aggregate all of those sites where you can buy different tickets to Pelicans games, to Saints games, to concerts, what have you. You could probably even use them for the Tulane games coming up tomorrow, this Friday, against Memphis at home. I've used it before. Personally, I've told you guys the story about how I used it for that Monday night game against the Falcons. I actually plan on using it again this coming Sunday for the Panthers game against the Saints in the Superdome. You'll find me in Champion Square, drink in hand before, not worrying too much about how expensive tickets are going to be, because I'm going to use SeatGeek, and I know I'm going to get the best price on them. One thing we've got going on for you guys here, all of our listeners, is we are running a promo where if you go download the SeatGeek app, whether that's from Google Play, the iTunes Store, wherever you get your apps on your phone, go into settings and put in the promo code Locked On Pelicans. Sorry, not Locked On Pelicans. It's L-O Pelicans. For Locked On Pelicans, think of it like that, L-O Pelicans, they're going to send you a $20 rebate, makes it a little bit cheaper for you, you can use that money for whatever else, whether it's for tickets in the future, make your price of entry into the game a little bit cheaper, and I think it's the way to go to get tickets, especially if you're last minute, you're on the fence about going to the game. Pull up that app, see if there's prices you like. That's my plan on Sunday, and that's why you're going to see me in the Superdome. So Anthony Davis and the doom and gloom that's following the most recent injury, which if you guys didn't watch the game, it was on NBA TV. He suffered a sprained right ankle early on in the first quarter of the Pelicans game against the Rockets in China. Was kind of dribbling the ball, looking to get to the basket, kind of fell down. Looks like he just kind of tweaked it, basically. Not broken, anything like that. Right now he's being ruled out for 10 to 15 days, which puts his start of the season in jeopardy a little bit. You know, it seems like it's going to be really close. 2 weeks out is the day after the home opener right now. So, you know, puts him right tracking for right around the 27th. We'll see, you know, if he can make that day, if he can't, if he misses a game or two, you know, shouldn't be the end of the world for the Pelicans. But since this has happened, this has been the talk on Twitter, on ESPN, on all the sports radio shows I've heard, and it's doom and gloom. You know, we're basically going to the point of where it's dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria, the future of the NBA is canceled. I was watching Around the Horn yesterday, and they were talking about this, and again, it's 22 injuries in his career in the NBA. It's for a total of 68 games missed, so he still hasn't missed a full season yet, but 68 games is a lot. You know, it averages out. And they were saying, I think it was Bob Ryan was saying, basically he thought this guy was the future of the NBA. And right now he's not so certain. So basically the future of the NBA is on hold, which to me is a little bit ridiculous. You know, none of these injuries that he suffered, and, you know, there's a spreadsheet of them kind of being passed around, a clip. I think it was actually on Around the Horn as well. It's on Twitter. I wish I could attribute it. I don't know who it came from, to be honest. But it lists all of the injuries he's missed by season, the type of injury, and the games missed. Comes to 68 total, 22, like I said. And, you know, that's with it's 22 counting this one, but we don't know how many games missed it'll be. So You've got a guy who's gotten banged up a lot. You know, injury prone could be a fair thing to say. I'd hold off on it. A lot of it just seems almost like normal wear and tear. So when you look at his list of injuries, and why I don't think it's fair to say necessarily he's soft, he's injury prone, anything like that, only two of the 22 he suffered, and we should really say it's 21 since we're going to not count the sprained right ankle he suffered yesterday. Only two out of those 21 injuries have been for 10 games or more. And that the first one was his rookie year when he was out from November to December with a sore left ankle. He missed 11 games. And last season was the other one from March until April with his left knee, which required surgery, which he had this offseason. He missed 14 then. And that was when it sounded like he had to have surgery. There wasn't really a choice in this matter. It wasn't something he could play through. So only two out of the 21 he's had have been for more than 10 games. If you dig a little bit deeper, only, you know, so count those two there. There are three that are between 5 and 10 games. And that's it. So you're really looking at five injuries he's had where he's missed, say, more than a game or two or three at a time. Most of them are just one or two. His rookie year, he had a concussion. He missed two games. You know, last season, he got a concussion in January, missed a game. In February, sprained a right toe. He just missed one game. If you go back to the playoff season of 2014-2015, he missed a total of 14 games, and the team still made the playoffs. And of those 14 games, only one of them was for five or more games. That was a sprained right shoulder that he'd been kind of struggling with in February. He's out for two different stretches with that, so you could kind of combine it to seven games missed with that one injury. That was it. He got banged in the chest in December of the playoff year, missed a game. You know, he pulled a groin muscle, missed a game. A lot of that's just going to be wear and tear that NBA players have. It's, I think, you know, rare that you guys don't, you don't see guys resting to recover from their injuries, that, you know, everyone's playing a full 82 games. Like, that's not the case here. So I think, like I said, the doom and gloom, the dogs and cats living together, everything is a bit overdone. Saying the future is on hold or canceled, that you don't think he's going to reach his potential. This is a guy last year who still, like I said, missed a ton of games. Not a ton, but a significant amount. And he still put up a 59-20 game over Andre Drummond in Detroit. On the road, this is a guy who, it's not like he's not reaching potential, anything like that. He plays quite well and at a very high level. Last year was considered a down year for him, and he put up the same numbers that pretty much the exact same numbers that he put up the season before when they were a playoff team, when he was an MVP candidate. So I think it's a little bit absurd to kind of say he's injury prone or he's soft. If you look at, say, you know, if you take out those two big game, big stretches where he missed 10 games or more, you're looking at about, say, 19 injuries total. Those for which he misses is an average of 2.26, so 2.25 games missed per injury. He gets banged up and he needs to rest a little bit. And if that happens a handful of times throughout the season, it's really not the end of the world. This isn't, you know, a situation where it's like, let's look at the Pelicans guys who are out right now and Holiday, Pondexter, Evans. Holiday's a little bit different, but think about early in his career with the Pelicans where they had that stress fracture, that stress reaction in his foot and shin that kept coming back, and he would miss significant periods of time where he couldn't play the second night of back-to-backs where they weren't really looking, you know, potentially not going to play him on road games. Pondexter, who's now been out for 16 months or so, is going to end up missing over a full season due to an injury that he can't seem to recover from. And Tyreke Evans, who only played about a quarter of the season last year, who's not going to be ready to start this season due to multiple knee surgeries and reoccurring injuries. Think a guy like Eric Gordon, who missed significant time here in New Orleans with a lot of different injuries that kept him out. He was hurting his shoulder, his knee, and he would miss, you know, 20, 30 games at a time, only playing half the season. Luckily, Davis is playing right about three quarters of a season for the Pelicans, and he's not missing more time than that. Even Ryan Anderson was a guy who, you know, had the bulging disc in his neck, a lot of other little injuries that kept him out here and there. And both Gordon and Anderson managed to get big contracts in the NBA because people still think they can contribute, that they can still play. Anderson receiving a $20 million a year deal, $80 million over 4 years with the Rockets. Gordon receiving a four-year deal as well for about $13 million a season with the Rockets. So teams still think these guys can play. It's not like Davis is washed up, that he's never going to be able to compete at a high level. He competes at a high level night in, night out. And I want to shoot this kind of soft idea down right now. We are going to immediately remove that from our lexicon going forward. This is not in the vocabulary, Pelicans fans. I'm decreeing it. I don't know if I'm allowed to do it. I'll probably get some backlash for it, but I'm going to. I'm going to kind of stand on my soapbox here and do this. So we've talked about, like I said, 19 injuries, averaging about 2.25 games missed per injury if you take out the two big ones. Not that big of a deal, you guys. It doesn't mean that he just goes in, gets hurt, and comes out. It's not like he slips and falls and is a soccer player, and I'm a huge soccer fan, and starts rolling on the ground trying to get a call or anything. Like, there's no flopping. He's not like Chris Paul in that sense. Guy goes out and plays hard. One of the things I got asked on Twitter is, why do these injuries keep happening? Is it the way, you know, kind of the hustle plays he makes on a night in, night out basis, where he's diving for loose balls, jumping into stands, going up high to try and get alley-oops that he probably really shouldn't get, that aren't smart lobs? Pelicans guards, take notes. Things like that, you know, but this is a guy who is making these hustle plays. He wants to do all of that. And that's got to show you that he's not soft. Think about Eric Gordon. Would you ever see him diving for a loose ball? That's a guy I think most Pelicans fans would consider to be soft. Anthony Davis is doing it, doing all the little things because he wants to play very hard. You know, he's very cognizant of his legacy. There's very few players this young in the NBA who really want to go down as the best ever. And Anthony Davis is one of them. And that means leading by example and diving after loose balls, getting into the mix of it with certain guys, not being scared to go inside below the hoop to try and score, even though he knows he's going to get contact. Yes, he does not like playing center against some of the big bruising centers, but that's also just a smart thing to not have him do. He's not as physical, you know, from like a think of like a muscle standpoint, of like a dominant brute force standpoint, as some of other centers in the league. Shy him away from those guys. Get a guy like Omer Asik to handle that load. That's one of the main reasons they brought Asik in. But Anthony Davis certainly is not soft. And the one thing you need to know, and Mason and I touched on it yesterday, that since his rookie year, he's basically had a torn left shoulder. I don't know the exact injury. They haven't really said that. But this came out last season that he has a torn left shoulder in some capacity. Would assume labrum, maybe something else. Maybe it's a rotator cuff. But torn left shoulder that he could have surgery on. But he's delayed surgery since his rookie year when they think this occurred so that he could be back for opening night every night. This past offseason, when he had surgery for the knee, decided not to get the shoulders fixed as well. The main reason for that, Pelicans fans, is to people around the NBA as a whole, is because that time that he would spend recovering from that shoulder injury is about 6 months from what I've been told. He'd be out for the start of the season for maybe a quarter of it, and he doesn't want to do that. He'd rather deal with the pain management and playing through this than it would be to sit out games and make sure it's right, because he's so committed to being on the court and trying to win games in New Orleans with the Pelicans, with his teammates. You know, think about how many people here have significant injuries and don't decide to get them fixed. So that's what Anthony Davis is doing right now. He wanted to play for Team USA with the Olympics and everything he could. In his rookie year, he did. Or before his rookie year, he's played with Team USA in FIBA trying to win gold medals. He's been here trying to get the Pelicans back to the playoffs. Stop calling the dude soft. Simple as that. I'm going to get quite annoyed with it as I hear it going on. I think part of it is, you know, he being 7 foot, which is what he is. I know they list him as, 6'11" now. I think they said he grew an inch. He's been 7 foot for a while. We know NBA heights aren't the most accurate thing. You know, sometimes just being that tall means your body isn't going to work like a normal human's. I'm 6'1", and I don't really suffer any injuries. I can't imagine if I was 7 foot or so, the type of injuries I would have. Think of a guy like Yao Ming, who just couldn't keep his foot from getting hurt. Sometimes it's just being that tall is a bit awkward, and it's not something the human body is supposed to go through. So you got to wonder if it's a little bit like that. But it's really also those injuries aren't coming from the hustle plays before. And it's kind of a mystery as to why. Maybe he's just in the wrong place in the wrong time, and it's kind of a freak occurrence, which seems to happen to a lot of the Pelicans players. Think about Eric Gordon, broke a finger, came back a couple weeks later, and then immediately broke the same finger. But the thing with Davis, you know, is none of these injuries are really to the same place. This ankle injury is on his right ankle. He's had issues with his left ankle before. So they're not reoccurring to the same thing. It's not the same knee that's requiring surgery. It's not, you know, both knees requiring multiple surgeries in the case of someone like Derrick Rose or Tyreek Evans. It's just random things here or there. You know, back his second year, he had back spasms and had to miss 5 games. What are you going to do? It's not necessarily that his body isn't suited for this, or that he's soft, or that, you know, he's not built to play against NBA players and should go back to playing against college players. A lot of these are freak injuries. You know, are they disappointing? Absolutely. Is he a tad bit injury prone? You know, I'm not ready to throw out a red caution tape all around him. I think we're kind of in a yellow, like, hold off, let's kind of see where this one goes before we make a decision stage. But like I said, the doom and gloom, I can keep using more Ghostbusters quotes for you all, but that's the best one there is. You know, with everything, we're not at that level yet. The future is not canceled. He's missed games before, and the Pelicans have still made the playoffs. They can still do so again. If he misses a game or two, it will be okay. For the first time, you know, really in his career since his rookie year, it seemed like he was very excited to start the year. He was feeling very good, feeling very healthy. You know, I couldn't tell when I've watched this injury a couple of times whether he just slipped or not. Maybe the court was too wet, something like that. Who knows? But he was very excited about the year, felt very healthy. And, you know, it's a bit of a shame we're going to see him maybe miss a game. But it also might not be the case. Once they get him back to New Orleans, which they should be flying back either today or tomorrow from China, I think they're going to reevaluate and they're going to look at this all. And, you know, maybe it's not going to be as bad as it seems once the swelling goes down. I wouldn't be shocked if it's borderline, if he can play an opening night, that he would. Under Monty Williams, and this is worth noting as well, all of those games we've seen, the one or two games missed here or there, is Monty Williams was almost like an overprotective father in Anthony Davis with his son, where any little injury, Monty took him out, wouldn't let him finish playing the rest of the game, wouldn't let him play the next night. They really wanted to make sure he was fresh for the latter part of his career. So all of these games he missed, that's also on the Pelicans medical staff, on the Pelicans coaches, saying, hey, maybe we should just hold him out as a precaution. They've been very cautious under this Tom Benson ownership of not letting star players get hurt, of not letting a guy like Anthony Davis go out and potentially re-injure the same thing if he wasn't 100% healthy. I don't know if that's going to be the case under Alvin Gentry as much, or if it will, you know, if it will be, but I wouldn't be shocked. You know, I'd say right now he's probably 50-50 to play opening night. And I think if he feels he can go, this team really wants to make a playoff push, you can get an extra win on opening night, go for it. And I wouldn't be shocked to see Anthony Davis out there. So especially if he does go out and play on the court on opening night, can we put this soft thing to bed? He is not soft. The torn, you know, shoulder should tell you all you need there. The fact that the guy wants to be out there, the fact that he dives for loose balls, the fact that he's not scared to hit the deck and the floor and potentially get an injury or dive in the seats to save a possession. Soft players don't do that. Anthony Davis does all of that. So I think we can say it's officially done. Anthony Davis is not soft. Injury prone, maybe, but definitely not soft. I think we're going to wrap it up there for Locked On Pelicans today, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm a little bit tired after ranting a little bit about Anthony Davis and standing on my soapbox for so long about that and trying to defend this team, but man, he really is not soft. Come on now, you guys. We all know this. True Pelicans fans know this. Don't be those people on Twitter sending me those tweets about how he's not a real man and things like that. Let's be a little bit serious and realistic about all of this. I'll save Langston Galloway for tomorrow. I know a couple people have asked about him. I need to do a little bit more research on him as well. But I think he's a guy who will be able to contribute to the Pelicans. I don't necessarily think in a starting spot, to give you a bit of a preview for tomorrow, let's say. Don't forget SeatGeek. I'm going to be in the Dome on Sunday for the Panthers game. I'm also going to be one of the more knowledgeable Saints fans there, hopefully, because I've been listening to Locked On Saints, part of our Locked On Podcast Network as well. I've been enjoying that, so definitely give it a listen. The NBA season's also approaching. Don't forget to listen to Locked On NBA, kind of get a national perspective of everything, know what's going on in the league. That's been a great listen to as well. I'm really tapped into the NBA, know what's going on kind of at all times, and I've even picked up a few things from there as well. So it's been really great to listen to. So Pelicans fans, tune into both of those. Keep listening to Locked On Pelicans. I'm Jake Madison. It's at NolaJake on Twitter, writer for BourbonStreetShots.com. If you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe to it. Make sure you're listening to it every day. We come to you guys 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Might have to miss a game or miss a podcast. One day in the future, we'll see, depending on some travel stuff, but I'm going to try and make sure I can record it early for you all, but that's not here or there right now. So again, Anthony Davis, not soft. Don't make me preach any more about this. It gets tiring, and I'd like to talk about on-court stuff. Injuries, unfortunate, but they happen. So Pelicans fans, it's not doom and gloom. It's really nice out today. Go enjoy your Thursday. Go to the park. Have some fun. Don't worry about it. Anthony Davis is going to be just fine. And I'm your host, Jake Madison, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Napa Know How.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.